Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, iOS 18 comes with a ton of new features that we talked about, but one of the smaller changes is that users can now replace the flashlight and camera buttons on the lock screen for the first time. Notably, however, Apple also has a new API that gives camera apps special privileges when added to the lock screen. If you install the iOS 18 beta right now, you can already replace the flashlight and camera buttons with other controls, including an option to open any app you want, such as replacing the Apple Camera app button with a third party like Halide, for example. But this comes with some downsides, as Apple Camera has some special privileges, such as opening instantly without requiring authentication or your passcode. To make things even, Apple has introduced a new locked camera capture API that gives that same permission to third-party camera apps. In a WWDC session, Apple explained that developers can create an extension to their camera app that runs directly from the lock screen when the user replaces the camera app shortcut with that third-party app. To ensure that users have the best experience and can instantly capture photos and videos, Apple says that this extension must show the camera view immediately after the user interacts with the button. So you can replace the Apple Camera app button on the lock screen with a third-party app like Halide, then tap on the button to immediately open the camera view, just like Apple's camera app. It's a small change, but one that adds to the benefit of finally being able to customize those two buttons on the lock screen. In other news today, at WWDC, Apple announced its partnership with OpenAI to bring ChatGPT to iOS 18. While Apple and OpenAI have been silent on the details of the agreement, a new story from Bloomberg gives us a glimpse behind the scenes. According to the story, Apple isn't paying OpenAI as part of this agreement. Mark Gurman explains that the partnership between the two companies isn't expected to generate meaningful revenue for either party, at least at the start. So Apple isn't paying OpenAI, nor is OpenAI paying Apple. In fact, Apple reportedly believes that the exposure the iOS 18 integration is giving OpenAI is of equal or greater value than cash. Looking to the future, Bloomberg says Apple's goal is to sign revenue-sharing deals with AI companies. In an arrangement like this, Apple would get a cut from AI partners that monetize results in chatbots on Apple platforms. ChatGPT integration in iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia will be available at no cost for users who choose to opt in. ChatGPT Plus subscribers will be able to sign in with their accounts to unlock additional features. Currently, OpenAI's standalone ChatGPT app for iOS supports paying for ChatGPT Plus through Apple's in-app purchase system, earning Apple a 15 to 30% cut of those subscriptions. And as we talked about yesterday, Apple does have plans to partner with other AI models in the future. ChatGPT and OpenAI are just the beginning. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. With SetApp, you can install as many apps as you want and browse its curated collection for ideas of new Mac apps to try. Just think of a task you'd like to complete, then open SetApp, search by that task, find a collection of apps suited for you, and get to work on getting things done. SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, app updates, and new releases. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today with a free, fully featured 7-day trial, then just $10 a month going forward. It's easily the best $10 I spend every month, so hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Running out today, if you're still running an Intel-powered Mac, you'll have at least one more year of macOS support. Apple says that macOS Sequoia runs on the same Macs as macOS Sonoma, but as usual, there are some limitations about specific features supported on Intel machines. All the Apple Intelligence features announced by Apple are only available on Apple Silicon-powered Macs. Specifically, Apple says that Apple Intelligence features require the M1 chip or later, which means Intel users won't be able to tap into Apple's first big jump into generative AI features. Apple also says that macOS Sequoia's support for live audio transcription in Apple Notes is limited to Apple Silicon. This feature lets you record audio sessions within your note and generate live audio transcriptions you can search through or combine with other information. But maybe it speaks to the lack of non-Apple intelligence features in macOS Sequoia, but the rest of the update is available in all of its glory to both Intel and Apple Silicon platforms. This includes the flagship iPhone mirroring feature that's available on Intel and Apple Silicon to let you view what's on your iPhone on your Mac and control it with your keyboard and trackpad. This feature is available on Mac computers with Apple Silicon and Intel as long as that Intel machine features the T2 security chip. It requires that your iPhone and Mac are signed in with the same Apple ID and you have two-factor authentication enabled. Your iPhone and Mac must be near each other and have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi turned on, and your Mac cannot be using AirPlay or Sidecar. This iPhone mirroring feature isn't available in the first beta of macOS Sequoia, but Apple says it's coming later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.